I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers former POW and Kane native Gary Anderson. Gary Anderson was born to a West Kane family of storied stock. His grandfather Rudy was brother to Clarence Sunshine Anderson, world champion billiards trick shot artist, sports entrepreneur, and promotional impresario. As kids, Clarence and Rudy were inseparable, and there was a popular newspaper comic at the time called Sunshine and Rudy. Naturally, Clarence became Sunshine, and his larger-than-life legend was born. Gary Anderson's grandfather, Rudy, told the Kane Republican that he was born in 1901 in a house less than 100 feet from the famous JoJo Mineral Springs, living there until 1918. As young men, he and Sunshine and brother Gibb, Gary's great uncles, were the heart of the famous JoJo All Swedes baseball club, widely known throughout the region. Rudy's sons, Don and Chip, were also among the best to ever play the game on the hilltop. Don Anderson played through the 1960s in the California Angels organization, and Chip, Gary's dad, was a smooth-swinging, fancy-fielding, left-handed first baseman whose exploits on the local diamond were legendary. Grandfather Rudy's baseball career spanned over 25 years before taking a back seat to his military service in 1943 as he served in the perilous South Pacific in World War II. Likewise, Gary's dad, Chip, gave up his ball and bat to serve his country, earning a Silver Star for his gallantry in action while participating in a B-29 bombing raid over Tokyo. After the war, Chip Anderson pursued a career in the military, moving from Kane to Wichita, Kansas, when Gary lived with his grandparents in Kane, and then later moving his family to Falmouth, Massachusetts. Young Gary Anderson came by his interest of flying honestly. Born on July 28, 1942, in Kane, he entered naval pre-flight training on July 31, 1963, and was commissioned an ensign and designated a naval flight officer in May of 1964. After completing training, Gary served as an F-4 Phantom II radar intercept officer before deploying to Southeast Asia in October 1966. He and his pilot were credited with destroying a MiG-17 over North Vietnam on April 24, 1967, while flying off the aircraft carrier USS Kitty Hawk. On a fateful subsequent mission, he was forced to eject over North Vietnam and was taken as a prisoner of war when his aircraft was hit by a surface-to-air missile on May 19, 1967. After spending 2,117 days in captivity, Gary was released during Operation Homecoming on March 4, 1973. While still imprisoned, in 1970, his picture was on the cover of Time magazine. Gary's release and return to Kane were among the town's most joyous events on record, celebrated in town and throughout the country. When he finally tasted freedom again, his story was a testament to his strong mind, body, and spirit. His long nightmare was finally over. Gary received a fine hero's welcome in Kane on April 3, 1973. 280 junior high school students greeted Gary at Bradford Regional when he finally flew home, spelling out in formation, "Hi, Gary," on the airport grounds below. The town of California, PA, adopted him when he was still being held captive and invited Gary to attend a special celebration there. A 43-year-old mother of two drove over 400 miles from New Jersey to present Gary with her POW bracelet bearing his name. And on April 7, 1973, Gary and four fellow POWs were guests of the Pittsburgh Pirates at a pregame ceremony, being honored for their valor and service on opening day. After all the parades and cheering had subsided, it was time for Gary to return to some semblance of normal life, resuming his military career in October 1973. In 1974, he married Kane native Ann Carney. Gary was designated a naval aviator in May 1975 and then joined the F-14 Tomcat Replacement Air Group at Miramar, California. Sadly, Gary was killed during a training flight on June 21, 1976. His Distinguished Flying Cross Award notes his heroism and extraordinary achievement in aerial flight as a naval flight officer of a jet aircraft, and cites that his skill, courage, and devotion to duty were in keeping with the highest traditions of the United States Naval Service. Gary was buried at Forest Lawn Cemetery in Kane. 2 days after Gary was killed, the Navy grounded all Grumman F-14 Tomcat aircraft when another fatal crash occurred at a site at less than 200 yards away from where Gary's accident happened. An investigation into the plane's performance and design was inconclusive. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.